There is so much noise. There is so much information that, and I think a lot of it is intentional, because they realize, having programmed us for years and years and years to get overwhelmed with so much information or nonsense, that what happens is that most of us just turn off. We just turn it off. We just turn off the noise, and we just say, you know, screw it, and we ignore it. We ignore what's going on. And I think that's kind of what they're hoping will happen now, because of so much disclosure of information is coming out regarding everything: history, medicine, technology, personages, religion. There's just so much information coming out. And what they're doing is that they're burying it, because they can't stop it. They're burying it with noise and nonsense. The only suggestion I have, and the only reason I suggest this, is because that's what I have to do, is I will look at it quickly, and depending upon my first reaction to it, I make a decision whether to stick with the story or not and move on. I would suggest that most of you do that as well. You trust your first instinct, your first gut instinct. It's usually right. Okay, it's usually right because you're not thinking about what it is, you know, and which means it's your intuition is up front. It's not your mind telling you, well, wait a minute, you know, da 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 da. So, and you have to remember that this is a spiritual journey. All of this, everything that we've done, everything that we're going to do, everything we've done in past lives, it should have been about the spiritual journey. It hasn't, because they have thrust us into the matrix and made everything about survival. And when you're in survival, you do have moments of spiritual clarity. But not a lot of people do, or at least not enough. And they get all wound up. And then when they unwind, it's usually, you know, at that point where they've had this incredible crisis, a dark night of the soul, or the death of a family member, or a child, God forbid, or they're at death's door. And then suddenly, you know, they just let everything go. And then they get all the clarity that they should have had throughout our lifetimes. You know, this is for virtually all of us.